Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Chaf Aleph, 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Chaf Amud Beis, Boi Rayim Bacham, and Rayim Bacham asked the following Shaila, Hayim Chzakim and Tavla Shisha La, it was a Chazak on a board that it belonged to a woman, the Get Chasav Allah, and we then find that there was a Get written on it, Vahre Yoytz Metachas Yadai, and the Get is in the husband's domain at that point, and he now wants to divorce her using this Get, Ma'o, what would be the din? And the Gemara explains that we know that the Pasuk says, V'nasa, and that he has to give a document to his wife, and has to be something that he owns, and he gives to his wife, and therefore the Gemara asks, Mi amina knuya knisale, do we say that even though originally the wife owned this document and owned this piece of paper, she was makna to her husband, and he owned it at that point, and therefore he's being mekayim v'nosan, as he's giving the document back to her, and it would be a valid get? Or dilma, what do we say, lo yadol la knuya, that since she knows that she's giving the document to her husband in order for him to write a get, and then return it to her, so maybe she never was makna to him, and as Rashi says, lo gomru makna dovashayim b'li, that a person is not going to makna something that's on their heart to give as a matana gemura, and therefore when he was giving her the get, it was actually her document, and we need a kiyum that he has to give her the document, and therefore the get would not be valid. And as Taisus says, and he adds in, since it's something that he will give her right back, and Taisus adds in, and when she gave him this document, she only gave it to him b'teres she'ela and not b'teres kinyan. And the Gemara continues, and Abaye Rava as well as Rav Ashi will try to bring various rayas from different mishnayas. So Abaye says, Tashma, I'll bring a raya from Mishnah Masechtas Idyos, that the Mishnah states, Afu Hayid, that he also said Idyos, and Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda and Rababa, but the Maisa the Girsa over there is Rav Chanina Skana Koyinim, and Rav Chanina Skana Koyinim said Idyos al Kfar Kotan on a small city, Shayyim B'tzad Yishlaim, that was next to Yishlaim, V'yibayzokin Echad, and it was an older person, and V'yimal and he would lend money to all the people in the city, either because he was a wealthy person, or maybe because, as we'll see in a moment, he was actually a Talmud Chacham, and maybe he was the leader of the city, and he had some sort of a gemach, and he lent people money, the chayse b'ksav yaday, and when he lent money, he would write in his own handwriting that this person, Reuven, owes me money, and v'achirim chaysman and others would now sign on the document in order to make it a valid document, and some say this would have eaten that sign, and others say that the leiva actually signed onto the document, and this maisa came in front of Chachamim, and they said that this shtarva is a valid shtarva. And the Gemara asks, how could it be a valid shtarva? Just like B'nai Gaya Get, the get has to be given from the husband to the wife, and it has to be the property of the husband when he gives it to the wife. And since the Pasuk states, Sefer Mikna, B'nai Gaya Shtari Mecha and Shtari Kinyan, therefore there's a din that by Shtari Halva and by Shtari Mecha, you also have to have that the Mikna, the buyer or the borrower, has to write the shtar and has to give it to the malva or to the lekeach, and therefore, how could it be that in this case we said that this shtar was kosher if lemaisa the zokin who was the malva wrote the shtar of ar, and therefore it must be that this zokin actually was makna the shtar of ar to the leiva, and even though he knew that right away he'll get the shtar of ar back because the leiva will give it back to him, it was still considered a valid kinyan for the leiva, and we don't say that he wasn't gomer makna as a matana gemura since he knew that this shtar would come back to him right away. And therefore, Abaye states that we should have raya from this Mishnah in Idyos that the same din applies to a woman that gives her get and gives the board to her husband, that even though she knows that immediately he'll write the get and give it back to her, that she still was gomer makna and it was a valid kinyan, and therefore there's a kiyum on v'nasan, and the get would be valid. And Taisus in Dibur Maslov v'kaisa b'ksav yodei v'achirim chayshman is v'ntayma ma'in in shtar avar l'get. How can you compare the din of shtar avar to the din of get? The einam al raya, because the shtar avar is not similar to a shtar mikna, as it's only coming l'raya, v'afil b'mil v'apeh, ha'yu goyim m'shabdi, i'loi m'shum de'in l'kol, and even if someone makes a mil v'apeh, the din really should be that you should be goyim m'shabdi, however, you can't be goyva because there's no kol. And I entice this how he explains our Gemara, and other Rishonim say that even though in Chinami, the Pasuk of Sefer Mikna is talking about actual purchases, and the Pasuk in Yirmiyah is talking about Shtari Mekach, and over here we're talking about Shtari Alva, however, even by Shtari Alva, it actually creates a shibud on kol, and therefore this shtar also has to be shel haloiva and not shel hamalva. However, the Meiri says that the Chacham would not mechal between shtars, and since we see b'negei shtari kinyan that the shtar has to belong to the meicha, therefore b'negei shtari leiva, the shtar has to belong to the leiva, and the leiva has to give it to the malva. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rava, so Rava responds to Abaye that it won't be a raya from the Mishnah Masechtas Idyos umay kosher, as what is your question from the case of the zaken echad? And we continue on daf chaf aleph amin aleph dilma zaken zaken shiny diyad laknuye. Maybe the case where it was this zaken, he's different because he was knowledgeable and he was a talmud chacham. And as Rashi says, viyada sheinu shtar elam kim maknei loy legamri, and he knew that it would only be a valid shtar if he's actually makna the shtar to the loy legamri, the gomedaiti maknei, and therefore he had gemiris das and he was makni it, even though he knew that he would get it back immediately. Avil isha loy yada kuli hai, but a woman doesn't know these dinim. And therefore, she only meant to lend it to her husband in order that he should write again on it and return it to her, but she didn't mean to give it to him as matana gemura, and therefore, there's a chasaron of a nasan, and we don't have a right from the Mishnah Masechtas Idyos to the question of Rami Bachama. And the Gemara continues, Elam Rava, therefore Rava says, Mehocha, I'll bring you a raya for another Mishnah, and this Mishnah is the Masechtas Bar Basra, and the Mishnah states, Arava Yetzelacha Chisman Shtaris, if there is a loan that was already executed, and the label already delivered the Shtahava to the Malva, and then afterwards, at a later point, they go in and ask a cosigner to sign on it. The Ariv writes beneath the Chasim Sa'idim that are already there, Vani Ariv, I will be an Ariv and I'll be a cosigner on this loan, then he's considered a valid cosigner, and if at a later date the Leiva doesn't pay, then the Malva could go and collect from the Ariv. And Rashi explains, but the Malva cannot collect from Shubadim, even like a Shtar Ba'idim, and since there wasn't a Shtar that was signed with Edim, lest they call it is no call, and but the gate of cosigner of a havale kemilvape, it's like a milvape. And the mice over here, the malva already had the star, and the malva gave over the star to the Ariv in order for the Ariv to use it for a moment and to write the words Vani Ariv. And by the fact that this works, and the nechosim of the Ariv will actually be meshubit at this point to the malva, so l'chari we see that when the malva gave over the star to the Ariv, even though he was only giving it to him for a moment, he actually was goymil maknet, and he gave it over to him completely, and he didn't only give it to him as a loan, and therefore when the Ari finishes writing it and he gives it back to the Malva, he's actually being machnet back to the Malva, and that's why it's a valid way for the Ari to create a shibud, and he's going to be chayiv to the Malva, and therefore l'chari this should be a raya to the shayla of Rami Bar Chama, that where it was a woman who owned this board and now the husband has it, that we see that she certainly was machnet this board to her husband completely, and therefore the get would be valid. And the Gemara states Amar Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi responds back to Rava, my kushya, what is your raya from the Mishnah Masechtas Bar Basra, Dilma Gavra Shaini, Diyad Laknuye, that maybe every man is different, even if he's not a major chacham, but the Maisa men were more involved with transactions, and therefore they understood that in order to actually make this kinyan, in order for the Arav to be Meshabit himself, the Malva understood that he has to make sure that he's actually makna the document to the Arav, in order for the Arav to write on it, Vani Arav, and therefore he was actually Gavra Makna completely, and he didn't only give the document over to the Arav, however, maybe a woman is not so familiar with transactions and therefore she didn't understand this din, and therefore, since she was told that she has to give over the document to her husband, but she knew that she would get it back immediately, so therefore she would never government makni, and she only did it b'tayr she'ilo, and therefore the get would not be valid. And Elam Ravashi, therefore Ravashi says, Mehocha, all raya to the shayla v'rayim b'chomo, is from the Mishnah on Nafchav Beis and Beis, Isha Kisev says Gito, that it says that a woman could write her own get, for Ish Kisev Shavri, and a man could write a receipt for his wife when she comes to collect her ksuba. And the reason why it's irrelevant as to who writes the actual get or the actual shaiva is because the main point of a shtar or of the actual shaiva is either the Eide Chasima according to Rameo or the Eide Masira according to Rabbeleza. But in any case, the ksiva is not the main point of the get or of the shaiva. And therefore, as long as after the wife wrote the get, she then gave it to her husband and her husband got witnesses to sign on the get, or he had Eide Masira according to Rabbeleza, or Benegei the shaiva, the actual shaiva was written by the husband and he then gave it to his wife who got Edom to sign in it or had Edom Asira, then it would be a valid get and a valid shaiva. And l'maisa we see from this Mishnah that Isha Kisevas Hasgita, that a woman could write her own get and she could even pay a sefer to write her get, and then afterwards she could give it to her husband, and at that point once her husband gets signatures on the get and he delivers it back to his wife, that would be considered a valid get and it would be a kiyum of a nosan. And even though when the wife gave the get to her husband she knew that she's going to receive it back, we still say that she was gomer makne and she actually made a full-fledged kinyan to her husband, and we don't say that she gave it to her husband b'tayr she'ilah, and therefore we see a clear raya to the shayla of Rami Bar Chama that this get would be a valid get. And Taisus in Diba Maschel lo yador laknuye, 7 lines from the bottom of that chafam beis states v'im taima v'chilo yador masist in the keseves the pashmina b'samach to isha keseves as gita. And l'chayr, why did Abaya try to bring a raya to the shayla shayla of Rami Bachama from a Mishnah Masechtas Idias, and Rava tried to bring a raya from a Mishnah Masechtas Bava Basra, if Lachir Rav Ashi found a perfect raya from a Mishnah in two blot from now on Daf Chav Beis on a Beis, and Taisa into the Ishlema, the Matzal Chuye, the Lemaisa, Bai and Rava both felt that you could be matchil that raya, the Kesevisa Klaftabal, that when it says that she writes the get, it means that she uses the material that the Baal provides her, and she would use his parchment and his paper, El Shinesenes Chareksiva, and just means that she would pay for the writing of the get, as we said before, that it was a takona, that a woman would actually pay the sefer as a takona mishumaguna, Rav Ashi the Poshimina, and Rav Ashi that does use this as raya, mashmali, the Ayur B'Klaf Shala, he learns that the mashmali, so the Mishnah is talking about a case where the klaf was actually hers, and therefore he brought a raya from that Mishnah. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav, Rav states, Kasal Agav Nasubiyad Avdai, if a man writes a get for his wife, and he gives it to the hand of his own Eved, the Kasal Ashtar Matanalov, and then he writes a Shtar Matana, and he gives his Eved to his wife as a Matana, and of course her husband now delivers the Shtar Matana to his wife, so Kanaso Miskareshes Bai, so once she was Koina the Eved, so at that same time, she would also be considered a Grusha, and as Rashi says, Kanaso Eved Bishtar Matana Zer, that she's Koina this Eved through the Shtar Matana, that gets her Yodai, and she's also Koina the get that's in the hand of the Eved, the Havalei Eved Kechatsira, that this Eved becomes like a Chatzah, the Gita Kechatsir, Bon Lokechod, and her get and her Chatzah come at the same moment, and therefore she was Koina the Eved and Koina her get. And the Gemara asks in Rava Vamai, the how can you see that she be Koina the get based on Chatzah, but Chatzah Malechasi, since an Eved can move around, therefore it's a Chatzah Maleches, and the Chatzah Maleches Leikona, and a Chatzah Maleches would not work, and you can't acquire something through such a Chatzah, and as Rashi says, the Chiyom Rabbana Chatzir Shaladim Koinoloi, La Bechatzah Maleches Ama, the Shani Mekakoi, the 90, Mimakakoi, the 90, that there's a difference between Kaka that's movable and Kaka that's not movable, Rava Gufi Amra, Leikonu Bishnai Meichsin, and Rava himself in Mesechus Bam Metzi and Shnai Meichsin on Daf Tesla Beis agrees that a person not Koino on a Chatzah Maleches, and Rashi Bam Metzi explains that the reason why Chatzah can't be Koino when it's Maleches is because the only time that we have a din of Chatzah is only by a Chatzah Mishtameris. However, when something is movable, then it's in a Mishtameris, and therefore it's not similar to the standard case of Chatzah, and it can't be Koino. However, other Rishonim learn that the reason why a Chatzah is Koino is Mitam Yad, and therefore the Rishonim struggle, why is it that a Chatzah Maleches can't be Koino if L'chira every Yad is Maleches, and I am the Rishonim how they deal with this question. And the Gemara continues, V'chiteman, if you're going to respond to us, Ba'imei, that we're talking about a case that the Eved was standing in one place, and therefore it's not a Chatzah Maleches, and that's why it should be Koino, but Rav himself says, Kol Shilu Mahalach Leikono, if there's an item, for example, an Eved, that if it would be walking, you wouldn't be able to be Koino because it's a Chatzah Maleches, so Eimei V'yesh Leikono, and even if it's standing or if it's sitting, you would not be Koino, and even though at that moment it's not Maleches, but the Maise can walk, and therefore the Kinyan Chatzah cannot work. And the Gemara therefore answers, V'hilchus B'kafas, that in the Chanami, when Rav said Din, that Kasav L'Gef, V'nasav B'yad Avdai, and V'kasav L'Shtah Matana Lov, that Kanaso Miskareshes Boy, that you could be Koino, that is all in talking about a case where the Eved was actually tied up, and therefore it wasn't that he was sitting or standing, and he could have walked, but in this case, since he couldn't have walked, therefore it would be a valid Chatzah, and it would not be considered a Chatzah Maleches, and that's why it should be able to be Koino the Get, since her Eved is holding on to this Get. And Tais points out, V'hilchus B'kafas, Kafas V'yashmiron, that's not enough that the Eved is tied up, but he also has to be sleeping, as Taisus learns that in order for Chatzah to work, it has to be a Chatzah Meshtameres, that the person is actually guarding this Chatzah. However, if the actual Eved is up, so then it's not considered a get, that the Chatzah Meshtameres Shalei L'Daita, because then the Eved is guarding himself, and therefore it's not considered a Chatzah that she's guarding, and therefore the Kinyan Chatzah would not work. And other Rishonim argue in Taisus, and they say, when the Gemara says V'hilchus B'kafas, it means that he was only tied up, and he doesn't have to necessarily be sleeping as well. And the Gemara continues, for Rav, and Rav says, Kasla get, V'nasta B'chatzerai, if a husband writes a get for his wife, and he places it in his own Chatzah, the Kasla Shtar Matana Lov, and he then writes a Shtar Matana, giving her this Chatzah as a Matana, and he delivers the Shtata, Kanaso, Miskareshes Boy, then since his wife is Koina the Sada, B'matana, so automatically she'll be Koina the Shtar Matana, that's sitting in the Chatzah, Mitam Chatzah, and therefore she'll be considered a Grusha. So we now have two similar Dinim of Rava, one B'digay and Eved, and one B'digay and Sada, and the Gemara says, V'tzricha, and we need both Dinim of Rava, the Ashmin and Eved. If Rava would only tell us this Din, B'digay Eved, Havmina Dafka Eved, then we would think that the only time that we would say that she's considered Megureshes is only B'digay and Eved. However, B'digay and Chatzah, even though it's certainly true that if he places her get in his own Chatzah, and he gives her a Chatzah, it's considered that he actually gave the get to his wife, and therefore it is a key kiyum of the nesina to his wife, and therefore she could be megureshes. However, you may think that we should make a gzira that maybe he'd actually place the get in the chutz of his friend Shimon. In that case, his wife would not be megureshes, as even if Shimon now goes and gives Reuven's wife this sada b'matana, she would not be megureshes because the get didn't come from Reuven himself, and it only came from the fact that Shimon gave this field to Rachel. And as Rashi says, k'goyim nasan l'get b'chatzei chaverei, if Reuven gave Rachel a get in the chutz of his friend Shimon, v'holch bal chutzu machal lo es hachutzu, and then Shimon sold the chutzu to Rachel, or he nasan l'matana, or he gave it to her b'matana, v'avada inu megureshes, and certainly over here, she's not megureshes, d'ma megaresh lo, as who gave her this get, d'chshinasan abal a get b'chutzu lo yishlo yisa, as at the point that husband placed the get in the chutzu of Shimon, it wasn't her chutzu, d'tikni lo chatzera, kilu naisu b'yadai, and therefore you couldn't have a kinyan chutzu, and it wasn't as if he put it in her hand, v'chi asa hai chutzu liyada, and at the point that the chutzu came into her hands, and she now owns it, la mikoyach habal asila, it's not because of Reuven that it came to her, then having nice la chutzu v'aget b'yachad, and it's not considered as if he gave her the get and the chutzu at the same time, as l'maisa Shimon sold her this chutzu, or Shimon gave her this chutzu, and therefore, of course, there was no nesina from the husband to the wife, and the get, of course, would not work because there's a chesaron of v'nasim b'yada. And Taisus bothered that l'chayra, why wouldn't we notice from the case of the Eved, if l'maisa we see that we don't make the gzira b'negei an Eved, as l'chayra, the same gzira should apply, as instead of Reuven giving the get to his Eved, he may have given his get to Shimon's Eved, and then Shimon sold or gave the Eved Matana to Rachel, and that case, once again, the get would not work. And since Rava said in the first case that this get works, so we see that we don't make a gzira mishim chatzira bala achimikan, and Taisus answers v'yishleim edu be'eved v'adei le'gazrinan, that certainly be negei an Eved, there was no shayla that there wouldn't be a gzira, da'ir be'kofis, because over there it's talking about an Eved that was tied up, u'mils le'shchicha uv le'gazber abonan, and since it's a mils le'shchicha in general, therefore the Rabbanan were on Geza, then maybe he'll give it to an Eved Kafas that belonged to his friend Shimon, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues, and if Rav would say his din, then we would think that this din only applies maybe we would say that we have to be Geza by an Eved Kafas up to an Eved that's not tied up, and in that case, of course, the get wouldn't work because it's a Chatzah Malachas, Kamash 1, that even B'negei Eved, we don't make it a Gzeira, and the din is that this get would be valid. And the Gemara continues, Omar Baya, Baya states, Mechte, let us see, Chotzim Heches Rabbi, where do we know that the Chotzim would work for her? Mi Yoda, we learn that from the din of Yad. Ma Yoda, the Issa Bey, Midaito Bey Bakarcha, and therefore we should say, B'negei Gerishin, that since her Yad works, if it's Midaito, even if it's Bakarcha, as a husband could give a get to his wife, even Bakarcha, so Av Chatzir, the Issa Bey Midaito Bey Bakarcha, and therefore the only time we should say that a Chotzim could work is only if it's that type of Chotzim that it could work Midaito and even Bakarcha. And but in order to acquire this chutzah, the only way she'll be able to acquire this through matana is only if she actually decides that she wants it and she'll accept the shtar from her husband. However, if he wants to give her the shtar bal kocha, she could of course refuse that, and therefore l'chira in the scenario of Rava, the din of chutzah should not apply. And as Rashi says, that the only time the din of chutzah should apply b'negei a woman is only in the scenario where her husband threw her get into a chutzah that she always owned, and she even owned prior to him throwing this get inside it. And l'chayr, this din of Rava of Gita V'yada Boin Kechad should not apply. And the Gemara continues, Maskler Rav Shimon Ba'ashi. So Rav Shimon Ba'ashi asked the following question to Abaya, V'ashlichas Kabbalah D'midai T'isa Ba'kocha Leisa. As we know, a woman can appoint a shliach to be Mekabbalah get for her, and although it's true that once she appoints a shliach Kabbalah, that now the husband could divorce her even Ba'kocha, as he could give the shliach Kabbalah to get even Ba'kocha of the shliach. However, a woman has the ability to decide if she wants to actually create this shliach l'kabbalah or not, and therefore the midaita isa, the only way that she actually creates a shliach l'kabbalah is only with her own knowledge and with her own will. However, b'kocha leisa, there's no din that we could force her to create a shliach l'kabbalah. And even so, the kahavi shliach l'kabbalah, that we know that she could actually create a shliach l'kabbalah. And as Rashi brings from the Gemara on Daf Samach Beis and Beis, that we learned this out from the fact that the pasuk says v'shilcha mibeisa, and it uses a mapikei, and of course it means that the husband will send her away. However, we learn out as if it says v'shulcha without the mapikei, and as if it says that she will send, and we learn that she could create a shlicha kabbalah. And therefore, if Shimon Ba'ashi is abaya, the lechir from the case of shlichus, we see that it's possible to create a shliach even though you can't do so bal kocha. And therefore, b'negei chutzah, the same thing should apply, that a chutzah should work for a woman even though she can't be forced to create a chutzah and can't be forced to be mekabel a chutzah. And the Gemara continues, v'abaya, and abaya will respond, and the Gemara brings two different truths. pshutim. Number one, you can't bring me a comparison between the din of shlichus and the din of chotzer, as chotzer mitam yad, and therefore we could say my yada the isa be midaito bein bal kocha. So afchateri the isa be midaito bein bal kocha. However, otu shlichus miyadis rabbi. Do you think that the reason why she could create a shlirach is based on the fact it's compared to yad? Mevishilaf shulchus rabbi. We learned it from the words of a shulcha, and since we learned it from a zeris hakasev, therefore it has no connection to the din of yad. And even though she can't create a shlich bal kocha, there's still a din of shlichus, as that is what the zeris hakasev teaches us. And number two, v'ibayisema, or I could tell you another teretz that shlichus kabbalah nami eshchem bal kochai, that even b'degei shlichus kabbalah, we also find that a get can be given to a woman, and they could create a shlich kabbalah even bal kocha. She came av mekabel get lebitek tana bal kochai, because we know that a father could be a shlich kabbalah for his daughter that's a tana even against her will. And Taisus points out v'afil bal kocha shel av miskashim kishenaisel bal kochai, and even more so, a husband can give a get to her father even against the will of her father. And l'chari, it seems what the Gemara is answering, that since we find a case where she can be forced into creating a shliach, therefore a din of shlichus applies to her even in a case where you can't force her to accept a shliach, and even so, she could still create a shliach of Kabbalah. And Taisus in the second to last Taisus on the Amud Eis, Mashma Shereitz Loima, that seems that the Gemara is saying in this Yibay Zema, that Afilus Rabbi Shlichus Miyada, that if you will say that shlichus is actually in this Rabba because it has a din of the Yad of the Isha, just like Chatzera is Mitam Yad, Nicha, Kivin the Eshchan Shlichus Bal Kocha Ayideav, since we find one case of shlichus will work even Bal Kocha, where it's through the father, and Afagav the Shah Shlich, Loi Havi El Midaita, and even though regarding other shlichus, the only way that works is Midaita, and Choshev Shapa Dumi Diyada, it's still considered Dumi Diyada, and therefore it would work. And Taisus is therefore bothered on the Shita of Abaya, that Lachir Abaya's whole question was Benegei Chotza, in a case where the husband gave the Chotza to her as Matana, and she could decide not to do so. And Lachir, even though it's true that she could decide not to do so, and it's not Bal Kocha, but the Maisa, since we find that there is a case where Chotza can be done Bal Kocha, and for example, if her husband threw the get into a Chotza that already belonged to her, and even if she says to the husband, I don't want you to throw the get into the Chotza, and I don't want my Chotza to be Koina, it will still be Koina even Bal Kocha. So Lachir, even if the husband gave a Chotza to her b'matana, and he did so Bal Kocha, that should also work. And I even trace how he's Mechali between a Chotza that goes to her Bal Kocha and the Shlichus of her father, even though it's Bal Kocha, Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues and quotes from a Mishnah that we had on Daf Yutesim and Alav, that the Mishnah stated al kol kaisvin, that you could write a get on any material, al alav shel zayis, on an olive leaf, val keren shel par, on a horn of a cow, v'naisen la'as a par, and you give it a para, al yad shel eved, on the hand of the eved, v'naisen la'as eved, and you'll give it the eved. And even though our Gemara will focus on the case of keren shel par and yad shel eved, however, we will still once again mention the traces on the chaf alav and beis at the top that discusses al shel zayis, and Taisus points out dafka al shel zayis by the miskayim, that they are types of leaves that will remain for a long time. And kedetani b'tisefta al alishel zayis v'charul v'delas v'chol dava shushal kiyom is kosher. And Taisa continues aval alishel krishin ubitzolim v'ali v'radim v'ali yirakis v'chol dava she'in shal kiyom a pasol. Then certainly it would be pasol, and that's why the Mishnah specifically spoke about the alishel zayis ayin sham. And the Gemara is bothered that why is it that the Mishnah stated that you have to give the eved to the wife, and why is it that you have to give the par to the wife as well? And the Gemara says bishlim eved loy efshlim. It makes sense that the Mishnah said that since you can't cut off the hand of the Eved, therefore b'metzias, the only way that he could deliver this get to the wife is only by giving the Eved to his wife. And Rashi says, Loi efshel mitzay, the shayach b'mitzvahs, that since the Eved is shayach in mitzvahs like an isha, ve'inu shayel chavu boy, and therefore there's an issa d'raisa, and there's a chi of malchus, it'll be chayvel in your Eved, and that's why you can't cut off his arm. And Rashi brings it right, this is true, because v'in chavu boy, as if you actually wound the Eved, yotzel chiris, b'rashi avarim, he would go out lechiris, as long as it's one of his rashi avarim, alma inu rishay luchavabai. Therefore, you see that it's also to be mechabel on him, and that's why the only itz is to give the eved to your wife. Al keren shel par liktzei v'leis v'la lechayra b'negayr keren shel para. Why do Mishnah say that you have to give the para to your wife? Lechayra, let him cut off the horn of the para and give that to his wife. And since it's normal to cut off horns of a para, therefore you can't even tell me that there's a problem of an issa of tzabal chayim over here, and maybe that's why you have to give the para to the wife. And the Gemara says amakra, the reason why you have to give the actual part to the wife is because the pasuk states v'chasav v'nasala, you have to write the get and then immediately give it to her. Mishena mechusal k'siv v'nasina, that the only time that a get works is only if the only thing you have to do is write it and then give it to your wife. Yatzeh. However, if you actually try to give the horn of the para to the wife, but you wrote it on the horn while it was still attached to the para, so that would be a problem because you mechusal k'siv v'nasina, as at this point you had to write it, then cut it off the animal and only afterwards give it to your wife. I mean, in the second Taisis of Amid, where Taisis points out, Pirish Rabbeinu Shmuel, Dafku Bal Chayim, Oibim Mechulu Bekako, that the only time that we have a chesaron of Mishainim Mechusa Alexiv Nesina is only by Bal Chayim, like the horn of a para, or by something that's Mechulu Bekako, Sha'iku Dov Megiduloi, as that is considered a hesek because you're removing something from the place where it originally grew, and therefore Chosha Mechusa Ktitza, and therefore Taisis continues, Vin Kosov Get, but Klaf Godol, if you'd write a get on a large piece of parchment, Va'achin Chotchai, and then afterwards you cut it down to size, Lefizeh, Kosha, according to this, it would be Kosha. However, then Taisis brings, Maisahoi, Bemeir, Abitzel, Bereb, Bimnachim, Upostle, and they said such a get would be Postle, and then he brings for the Bahag, as well as for Reinu Tam, that they also say that such a get would be Postle. And finally, seven lines before the end of Taisis, Taisis points out, and that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, Da'afkin Nechtaf, Mi Klaf Godol, Chosha, Mechusik Tzitzah, that is only if you cut it down from a large piece of parchment, Avachoytach Min HaGet, Davamuot. However, if you have a get that's basically the right size, but you cut it down a little bit in order to make it nicer, so even if you're Rabbein Tam, L'chosha B'hochi, M'chusav Ketitza, this would not be considered M'chusav Ketitza, and the get would be kosher. And the Gemara continues and quotes from a Mishnah on Daf Yutessim and Aleph, Rabbi Yisrael Glili Oimeh, and Kaisvin Lo'al Dov Yishish Be'er Yochayim V'lo'al Eichlin, Rabbi Yisrael Glili argued on Tanakama, that although the Tanakama said that if you write a get on the Al Shel Zayis or Keren Shel Para or Yad Shel Eved, it would be a valid get, however, Zok Rabbi Yisrael Glili would not be a valid get, as a get cannot be written on a Dov Yishish Be'er Yochayim and not on Eichel, and a Para and an Eved, of course, a Dov Yishish Be'er Yochayim and the Al Shel Zayis, even though it can't be eaten by humans, but a Maisa, it's Michael Behema, and therefore would not be a valid get. And our Gemara begins, my time with Rabbi Yisrael Glili, what's Pshat Rabbi Yisrael Glili? The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, keep in mind that there are actually two different psukim in Pashuk Kisaitse. One is in Perakov Dal, Pasuk Al, that states, V'chosav la sefer krisis, v'nosim biyada, v'shulcha mi besoi, and the word v'shulcha is read with a mapake, and the Pasuk in Pasuk Gimel states, V'chosav la sefer krisis, v'nosim biyada, v'shulcha mi besoi. And the Braisa tells us, sefer, the Pasuk says the word sefer, ein le'el sefer, we would think that this only means that you could write it on a piece of parchment, minayin l'rab is called dover, how do you know that you could write a get on anything, talmud loim b'v'chosav la, the Pasuk states you should write it for her, and we learn out, mikol mokoyim, and ayin teizes diva maskol, talmud loim b'v'chosav la mikol mokoyim, that teizes brings down, that the Gemara actually means to say, that we have a klal, prat a klal over here, the klal is v'chosav la, then the Pasuk says, sefer, which is a prat, then the Pasuk says, v'nosim b'yada, which is another klal, and therefore, since we have a klal, prat a klal, then is that we're ma'ba anything that's ke'in ha-prat, and therefore, the Gemara now continues, in ke matam lo sefer. So if so, why does the Torah say the word sefer? And we learn out, ma sefer, dov she'im b'ruachayim ve'ina oichol, just like a sefer is something which is in b'ruachayim, as it's a piece of parchment, and it's also not a food product, and it can't be eaten even by animals, af kol dov she'im b'ruachayim ve'ina oichol, therefore, get can only be written on something that's in b'ruachayim, as not considered a food product. And the Gemara continues, Rabbanan that argue on Rabbi Yisrael Glili, they say that iksid basefer kidakamrit, if it would say that you have to write it on a sefer, then we would say it's referring to the actual parchment, and therefore you could actually have a drusha that since it says b'chosav law, and therefore we have a klal of prior klal, then it only can be similar to a sefer, and it has to be similar to a piece of parchment, and you can make this drusha, but hashtag sefer, but since it says the word sefer, as the pasuk says b'chosav law sefer krisis, so the sefer's dvarim hudasa is just coming to tell us that we actually have to write an entire get, and we can't just give her a piece of paper, it actually has to say the name of the husband, the name of the wife, the name of the city, the name of her city, as well as a date, and it also has to say, and the Gemara continues, Rabbanon Hai V'chosav Mai Avdilei, that Bishlema, if we actually learn something from the word Sefer, then we can understand that the Torah said V'chosav in order to teach us that a get could be written on anything. But L'chayra, since the Torah doesn't tell us that there's a specific material that a get has to be written on, so even if the Torah would just state V'nosan Sefer Krisis, we would understand that he could write it on anything. And the Fidu Rabbanon, why is it that the Torah wrote the words V'chosav law? And the Gemara explains, B'mbaylu B'ksiv Miskareshes V'in Miskaresh B'kasef, the Rabbanon used the word V'chosav to teach us that the only time that a get is valid is only if you write a get and you give your wife a get. However, you can't divorce your wife using kesef. As Salkadei Techamino, you may think, Akash Yitzir La'Avaya, that we should compare the Yitzir to Avaya and Ma'Avaya B'kesef, just like B'negei Kedushin, there's a kinyan of kesef, Af Yitzir Nami B'kesef, also B'negei Yitzir, a husband can give his wife a coin and with that be makna her to herself and she would no longer be an Eshesish, Kamash Malon, that kesef doesn't work and only a get works. And Rashi explains, V'in Miskaresh B'kesef, if a husband would say to his wife, Helich Pruta Viskashi Bar, that take this Pruta, and through this you will have a get. At Akashitzi Lavaya Kedachsiv, as the Pasuk says, V'yatz V'hoysa L'shacha, and therefore, as we know in general, we makashitzi Lavaya, and the word V'hoysa and the Lashon Havaya refers to Kedushin, as Rashi says, Shemahav Ben Atzma L'Bal, that she causes herself to be attached. actual husband. And the Gemara continues, V'idach, has Rabbi Yisi HaGlili know that the only way to megarish a woman is through a get, and you can't use kasef, nafkalei, misefer krisis. He learns that from the pasuk that states sefer krisis, and he learns sefer karsav, eindav achar karsav, that the only thing that could sever their relationship is through a piece of parchment and through a get, and it can't be done through any other means. And the Gemara asks, V'idach, and what did Rabbanan do with the words of sefer krisis? And the Gemara explains, mebayalei, davak kuris, beinlo beinah, that this teaches us that you have to make sure that when you give a get, that there's a complete severance between the husband and wife. Ketanya, as we learned in the Brisa, how raise a gita chamanashalai tishti yain, if Reuven gives a get to Rachel, he says it should be a get on condition that you don't drink wine, or amanashalai techel beisavich, or on condition that you don't go visit your father's house, la'ilam in zekrisis. And if he says this, that it will be a condition that will last forever, then that will not be considered a krisis, achalai shmiyayim, but if it actually has a time frame, how raise a krisis, then that would be a krisis, and the get would be valid as long as she keeps the condition for those 30 days. And therefore, the Rabbanan learned that since the Torah says safe increases, therefore, if you make a condition that will last forever, that is not a valid get, and the get would not be chal. And the Gemara continues, V'idach, and has Rabbi basically to know that when giving you a get, it has to be Dovah Karis Be'inah Le'Be'inah, Zok the Gemara, and be Karis Krisis, that since the Pasuk said safe a Karis, and we would have been able to learn safe a Karsav Ein Dovah Acha Karsav, and by the fact that it says safe increases, so we're also able to learn Dovah Karis Be'inah Le'Be'inah. And the Gemara asks, V'idach, and L'Fidach Achamim, what do they do with this word of safe increases, as the Torah could have said safe a Karis? And the Gemara answers, Karis Krisis Le'Dashi, that the Rabbanan don't learn anything from the fact that the Torah uses Lashon Sefer Krisis instead of saying the Lashon Sefer Krisis. And before we begin with the new Mishnah, let's just point out 3 points. Number one, we mentioned at the beginning of the Gemara, and the Pasuk Kisese, there are actually 2 psukim that mention similar words. As we saw, one Pasuk says, Ki Matsuba Eres Dovah V'chassala Sefer Krisis V'nasa B'yada V'shulchorim Beisai. And then in Pasuk Kimmel, the Pasuk states, V'chassala Sefer Krisis V'nasa B'yada V'shulchorim Beisai. And we mention this because Taisis Nibim Maskel B'ksiv Meskereshes points out, Trey V'chassala Ksiv, that the Pasuk tells us 2 times the word V'chassav, Echad Hashin V'chassav L'Lashma, and from one we learn out that is a din of Lishma, and Mukasav Achrida, Bixiv Miskereshes, and then for the second time it says Vichasav, we learn out Bixiv Miskereshes, Ve'in Miskereshes, Bidava Acha. Also, the Gemara said that one of the ways that you don't have creases between a husband and a wife is if he says that you can't go to your father's home forever. And Taisis says in Diba Maschel, Shle Telchle Beisavich, that Temaha Mesavia, Yemachroi, Lechashav Su Beisavia, that Lechay, if a father dies or he sells his home, then she'll be able to go to that home. And Lechay, since there's a possible end to this Tanai, so Lechay to get should be valid. And Taisis explains, that when he says that you can't go to your father's home, it doesn't mean dafka to your father's home, it means to any of your kravim and anyone that's a yoytzi chalatzav of your father, and even if he dies, and we know at that point Tamar's father already died. And finally, in the last Taisis Amid, Taisis points out in Diba Masal, Rabbi Yisrael Gluli Mikaris Krisis, that Agamara says that Rabbi Yisrael Gluli actually dashens the words Karis Krisis, and he dashens from the fact that the Torah says the Lashon Sefer Krisis, and it doesn't say Sefer Karis. And Taisa brings a raya from a Gemara on that Pei Gimel Beis, where the Gemara says that the Rabbanon don't hold of the din of Karis Krisis, and over there the Rabbanon were arguing Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Yisrael Gluli was included in those Rabbanon, and therefore how could our Gemara say Rabbi Yisrael Gluli dashens Karis Krisis? And based on this question, Taisus explains that in a Hanami, when the Gemara over there says that Rabbanon don't dash in Karis Krisis, it means that they don't dash in Karis Krisis in that Gemara and Benegei that din. However, in a Hanami, in our din, Rabbi Yisrael Gluli actually dashens Karis Krisis. And our Mishnah begins, in Kaisim Mechubal Kaka, that you're not allowed to write a get on something that's attached to the ground. And as Rashi says, because the Pasuk says, V'chosav Nasan La, and as we learned at the top of the Amid, Mishayin Mechusal Aksiva Nasina, Yatzezesh Mechusal Aksiva Katsitsa Vinasina. And the Mishnah continues, Kasim Mechubal, if you wrote a get on something that was attached to the ground, Tulsha, and then you cut it off, V'chosmai, and then you signed it, V'nasla, and then you gave it to our Kasha, that would be a valid get. And the Gemara will discuss that L'chari, there seems to be a stira between the ratio that just stated, in Kaisim Mechubal Kaka, and then we had a case that says that it is kasha, and the Mishnah continues. Rabbi Huda says it's possible until you have the ksiva as well as the chesima when it's already cut off and detached from the ground. And the Mishnah continues. Rabbi Huda ben Maseir states in kaisvin loyal niyar machuk that you now write a get on paper that was already erased for loyal diftera and not on paper that was unfinished. And the reason for both of these dinim is because it's possible to for wrote such a get, as in the first case, since it was already erased, so it's possible that after they wrote a get and they wrote some sort of a t'nai in the get, that a person will go and erase the entire get until the place where the Edom signed, and at that point they'll write whatever they want to on that area. And since the Edom also signed on an area that was previously erased, therefore no one will be able to tell this get was once again erased and something else was written in its place. And Rashi says, "V'chein diftara im mechak shloi nika," that if something's erased on diftara, you're not able to recognize that it was erased, and that's why it's possible. And the Mishnah ends, "V'chacham machshirin," however, the chacham machshirin in those cases, and the Gemara begins, "Kasvam mechuba," that the second case of the Mishnah said that you wrote a get on something that was attached to the ground, and the Gemara asks, "V'amr reisha," but the reisha stated in kisvin that you're not right on something that's attached to the ground, and the Gemara answers, "Amr b'yudah mishmol v'hu shishayi mokum atarif," that the Seif is not talking about a case where you wrote the entire get while it was attached to the ground, and you only wrote some part of the get, which were the general terms of the get, but you didn't write the specific terms of the get, and therefore it's still going to be kosher, even though part of the get was written while it was still attached to the ground. And Rashi explains, Tarif is gluyo shel shtar, makoma ishva isha vazman, it's referring to the place where the name of the man, the name of the woman, and his man is written, and Taisus writes in, shem ira v'shem ira, as well as the lashon of arei mutaris l'chol adam. And the Gemara continues, v'chein am rab lezer am rab isha v'hu shashayi makoma tarif, that in the chenami, the Seif is talking about a case where you left over the makoma tarif, and that was not written while it was attached to the ground. V'chein am rab b'chanam rab isha v'hu shashayi makoma tarif, and the Gemara explains, according to these mandarim, it has to be that our Mishnah is going like rab lezer, that edim is sirikati, and that is why you have to have the makoma tarif that's written on the get while it's already removed from the ground. As the pasuk says, v'chasav, and the fear of Beloza, the word v'chasav has to be referring to the ksiva saget and not the chesima saget, because according to Rabbi Leza, we don't even need any signatures of witnesses on the get itself. And therefore, the Torah is telling us, v'chasav inasan, that you have to make sure that when you write the get and you write the actual Torah for get, that it's written in a get that's detached from the ground. And l'fi zeh, the Gemara continues that the way to understand the Mishnah is as follows, v'hari ka'amar, in kaisin taifas shem yichter taif, then when the Rashi says, in kaisin m'chub l'kaka, it means that you shouldn't write any part of the get while it's attached to the ground, and you shouldn't even write the typhus while it's attached to the ground. However, the Sefer of the Mishnah continues, Kasvul typhus, that if b'dievid you went and wrote the typhus of the get, and you wrote the general terms of the get prior to cutting off the ground, v'talshuri, and then you cut it off the ground, and then kasvul tayif, and then you wrote the tayif of the get, v'nasl and you gave it to kasha, would be kasha, because at least you wrote the ikka part of the get while it was still attached to the ground, and there's no chasarin of the chasav v'nasan. And the Fidi Zamarayim, when the Mishnah stated, Kasvul b'chuba, talshuri, chasvul v'nasl and kasha, is not only referring to being toilish and doing chasim seidim, but chasvul means that you completed writing the get and you wrote the tariff and the ikka part of the get while it was already detached from the ground. And as Taisus Rid over here explains, v'haydi tani chasmoy lav dafka chasimus edim el kamoy saimu shesayim, that you completed the tariff betolish. And the Gemara continues, Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish says that chasmu shninu l'maisen ha-mishnah, we use lashon chasima, and it's mashma, the only thing that was missing from the get when you cut it off of the ground is the chasimus edim. And therefore he says that in a chanami, the word chasima means that you were missing the signatures edim. For Ramei, he and the Mishnah is going according to the Sheita of Ramei, the Amei Eid Chasimakati, that he holds that Eid Chasimakati, and therefore when the Torah says V'chasav, it's actually referring to the Chasimus Eidim. And really, Lefir Ramei, when the Torah says that there's a Chiv of a Chasav Inasan, that you can't be Mechsev Katsitsa, that's only referring to the Chasimus Eidim. And really, if we hold Eid Chasimakati, if someone actually writes the entire get on a branch while it's still attached to the ground, it would still be a valid get as long as you signed the Eidim on the get when it was detached from the ground. As when the Torah uses the Lashon V'chasav, it's actually referring to the Chasimus Eidim. And V'hachi Kaman, this is the way that we understand the Mishnah according to Rameyah and according to Reish Lakish, and Kaisin Tayyar of Gzeir Shem Yachtim, that even though Midoraisa, there's no problem of writing the Tayyar on the get while it's still Mechubah, however, there's Gzeir not to do so because maybe you'll come to sign the Eidim while it's still Mechubah Lekaka. And the Sefer of the Mishnah teaches us, Kasavul Tayyar, B'dievet, if you wrote the Tayyar and then Talshu and then you cut it off, the Chasmoy, and then you had the Eidim sign on it and it was already Talsh Menakaka, V'nasla, and then you gave this get to your wife, then kosher, then this get would be valid because you maisa signed the edim onto the get when it was already tolish min hakaka, and we will stop over here.